There is a gun for roughly every man, woman, and child in America. So how can you, with a straight face, make the argument that more guns will make us safer? We know that states with the most gun laws tend to have the fewest gun deaths. So the notion that gun laws don't work or just will make it harder for law-abiding citizens and criminals will still get their guns, it's not borne out by the evidence.
Well, what's the truth? 855-40-LAURA, the president jumping on the issue of gun control within hours of the killing in Roseburg, Oregon yesterday. In Oregon, they also celebrated in the streets the legalization of marijuana. Of course, it's not really legalized because it's still on the books as a law, federal law against marijuana use. But that's all right. Oregon celebrating that as it was mourning the death of the victims of the latest mass killing. The president goes out at about 6:20 or so last night, Eastern time, before we really knew all that much about the killer or the circumstances. Joining us now is John Lott, the founder and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John is the author of many books on the issue of the Second Amendment, including the bias against guns and more guns, less crime, specifically about this claim that it's the number of guns that is the problem in any given locality. Professor Lott joins us now. Professor, good to talk to you. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again, Laura.
So you heard what he said there, the president. It's ludicrous for anyone to think we need more guns. More guns are the problem, he said.
Right. You know, the strange thing about the president is he keeps on coming out and speaking in favor of these expanded background checks after we have these attacks. We don't know yet what was involved in this case, how the person obtained the guns, though Oregon, since August, beginning of August, has had that law. But what we do know is that the laws that he's pushed would not have had any impact on any of these mass shootings that he's come out and publicly spoken about, completely unrelated. But we do know, yesterday came out pretty quickly, and we do know about every other one that he's talked about, is that they keep on occurring where people aren't allowed to have guns. Yesterday, in this, the community college, in both their student handbook and the faculty handbook, you're banned any place on school property to have a water pistol, a BB gun, a firearm, anything like that. Students will be are told they will be expelled. Faculty are told that they'll be fired. If you get expelled for a firearms-related violation, what do you think that for as a student? What do you think the chances are you're going to be admitted into another university someplace in this country to finally get your degree? If you're a faculty member who gets fired for a firearms-related violation, what do you think is going to happen to your chances of getting another academic job someplace in the United States? They're essentially zero. And yet, we keep, and not only that, but we keep on having these killers explicitly make statements about how they chose their targets. You know, this year we've had the Charleston shooter explain why he went to the church rather than what would have been his first target at Charleston College because he was worried about armed security. When the diary for James Holmes came out, the Colorado Batman movie theater shooter this summer, he also talked about turning down other targets because he was worried about armed people there stopping him. When he was trying to decide which movie theater to go to, there were seven movie theaters within a 20-minute drive of his apartment. Only one of them posted signs that banned permanent concealed handguns. That's the one he went to. Not the one that was closest to his home, not the one that had the largest auditoriums. And we just see this time after time. I can give you multiple cases from last year that have come out. And yet somehow, and I agree with the president, something should be done. But for some reason, he talks about things that wouldn't have had any impact on these crimes and never talks about directly about the fact that it seems to be constant time after time after time in these attacks that these guys consciously, explicitly, chillingly pick places to attack where they know people can't defend themselves.
I had heard last night, Professor Lott, that there was an individual on the O'Reilly Factor, I was watching it, who said that he was there. He had a permit to carry concealed. He had a 40 Glock 40 on him. And his friend did too, and they were going to rush out to where they heard the shots coming from, but then the authorities held them back. Can John hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. And then he said that the authorities held them back. So at least, unless this guy was lying on the O'Reilly Factor, it sounds like some students were carrying concealed there.
Well, I have no doubt that maybe some people have gotten so frustrated that they violate the rules that are there. The problem is, my guess is, the vast majority of permit holders obeyed the rules and didn't carry their guns there. I mean, you see this time after time at Virginia Tech. There was something like 10 people who were in the building or immediately outside who had concealed handgun permits, but they had all obeyed the rules and left their guns away from where they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, the speed with which the left seizes on an issue for the sole purpose of undermining our constitutional rights is breathtaking, but all together and all too much to be expected at this point. Professor John Lott, great having you on. Phenomenal analysis. You're not going to hear that many other places. Joining us coming up in a few minutes will be former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich.